Tom Sewell is an Emmy Award-winning, five-time nominated director and cinematographer. For two decades, Tom worked with photographer Tom Frost, a visionary in the photography world and co-founder of Chimera Lighting Equipment, an industry leader who actually changed the landscape of movies and photography. Having heard only bits and pieces over the years from others about Frost's badass history, Tom approached accomplished cinematographer Bill Hoshevnikov to learn more. That marked the beginning of a 15-year journey to create an autobiographical story about Frost and the golden age of climbing. The world premiere of Frost, the story of a lifetime in mountain film, with its roots in this kind of climbing and adventure heritage, they've celebrated this sort of event over 48 years. So Frost's movie is a must-see. This is Susan Zebrock, Telluride Inside and Out. Delighted to be speaking with Mountain Film Commitment Grant winner, Tom Sewell. Tom, I know your schedule is nuts, so thanks for joining me.
Susan, thanks for having me. And hello, Telluride. Flatlander at 9,000 feet. It's going to be a great experience. I want to thank Mountain Film for the grant and to have us join them. It's truly an honor.
And on behalf of Mountain Film, you are most welcome. So let's get on to some of the details of your life and work. You, as I mentioned in the introduction, worked alongside Tom Frost for two decades as a photographer before you knew the scope of his life. What was the moment you realized you were standing next to a genuine American legend?
Well, wow. So Tom, in my mind, was always a legend because I worked side by side with him in Boulder, Colorado, while he was building Chimera. Now, in my motion picture and photography world, where I met Bill Hoshevnikov, Tom was he made products that revolutionized our business. So I was chosen by Chimera to work alongside him to build his catalogs. So I was already working next to a legend. Tom's products were not only they revolutionized our business, they were handmade in Boulder, Colorado by the sewing industry that was left behind to the outdoor sports world that went offshore to China to build to build their jackets. So there was a whole community of sewers that Tom tapped into and hired to build these products. So Tom was already a legend. I found out that he was a climbing legend many years later with my now partner in the film company, Jeff Wyant, and Bill Hoshevnikov. We were flying to do a job, and Bill told me that Tom was this legend. And I had said that, man, I've been friends with Tom all along since those days. And I said, I would love to like do a film on Tom. But I'm kind of shy. And Bill said, we're going to get off the plane. We're going to make a call. You're going to call Tom and you're going to ask him to make the film. And he held me to that. And I called Tom and Tom said, well, by golly, if you're interested in Tom, I know I'll join you. Let's get this thing going. So that was the moment. And I owe Bill a gratitude because, you know, I was not that type of person to be able to feel like I could ask somebody of such things. And Tom is a very, very humble, private man. So right. That he said yes was a big moment. It wasn't just a yes or no. It was like doubtful that he was going to say yes.
Sure. But so how did his death in 2018 reshape the project?
I'm getting a bit emotional. I lost a mentor and a friend, someone that I'd spent 15 years working on this film with, who he's part of the generation of men that didn't talk about their feelings, didn't talk about their personal lives. And we became closer as the film went on. And I think you can feel that in the film. He became more comfortable talking about the harder things in his life. And so when Tom died, it was hard. And I went for a hike with Brad Razzler, who's a writer for Outside Magazine and other magazines. He's a great writer. And he called me on it and he said, you know, I would like for you to kind of lean into that. Would you consider leaning into that narrative? And I did. And I had lost a friend. We took a pause and we went back to work. And so that death also brought out Marna. Marna is Tom's daughter. Tom's son and daughter, and Doreen, his wife, had passed, had been on the sidelines. They didn't feel comfortable being in the film. So when Tom died, Marna came forward and represented Tom's ex-wife, Marna's mother, and Ryan. So she was the voice of Ryan and Doreen and her own personal view on Tom. When Marna interviewed, we interviewed Marna on the end of COVID. When we interviewed her for 2 hours, I knew that we had to rewrite the entire film.
Oh, wow.
We had a good film. We now had a better film because Marna brought in the family, you know, and brought in Doreen. And we didn't know anything about Doreen. We didn't know anything about Ryan. And that's when this became like a climbing film. And it now became a story of a lifetime because we had these other characters. And Doreen is a huge character in our film. And we learned that the women of the Great Pacific Ironworks, in which became Patagonia, were a big part of the business, and that women, you know, the women that he worked with, really ran the business and were a critical part of Tom's success. So we got a real story. We got a great film because of Marna's gift of her interview, but we had to actually rewrite the entire film. And and it was absolutely 100% worth it because now we have a story. Now we have a real documentary, and I cannot say that enough about Marna's gift because it really changed the entire film.
Well, thank you for that. You have described yourself and your partner at Flatlander Productions, your partner Jeff Wyant, as frugal, small, and capable of creating the illusion of a great production. So what did you have to sacrifice or improvise to pull off this project, which we understand was a family affair?
Very much so. I kind of joke around that we started this film when my twins were born, Ruby and William. And I always say that I think I started it to get out and get some sleep in some hotel rooms to do it. But yes, so Jeff Wyant and I went to Brooks Institute of Photography back in the day. We interned in the same arena in San Diego. Jeff and I can do everything within a production company. And he does what I can't do well, and I feel like I can do things that he can't. So we really, the two of us, form a great team. We've had amazing producers along the way, Craig Flax being one of them. His fingerprints are all over our film. So, you know, there'd be basically three of us doing majority of the work. And like literally every frame that you see is a small team of maybe two or three people. And we have the skills and the chops to be able to do that. And it's actually, I think it's unbelievable that you can be small. You can be tiny because literally we didn't have any money. This whole thing has been self-funded and community funded. So, you know, we kind of had to do it, but we had the chops to do it. And we had no idea what we were doing on day one. And now we, 15 years later, we know what we're doing. And I think you could feel us get better throughout the film. So did I answer that question completely? It's Flatlander Films, by the way, not Flatlander Productions. I just want to talk about that. And then Tom called us Flatlanders because it should be very clear to your audience that we are not climbers. we are Flatlanders, and Tom called us Flatlanders, and so, which is, we love it. And so, you know, that we named the company after that.
Terrific. How do you want the film to live on beyond the festival circuit?
Well, we're off to an amazing start. That Mountain Film chose us. We got the grant from them. That was huge. Not necessarily the money, but that Mountain Film cared about Tom's legacy. Again, this is not about Jeff or I or Flatlander Films. This is about Tom. Tom fired us early on. Fired us. Because he didn't want it to be about him. Okay? Mm-hmm. After the first transcripts were typed up by my mother, you say family affair, my mother typed up all the early transcripts herself. She called me up and said, Tom, you've got to convince him to do this film. I wish I would have raised my kids more environmentally correct. I would wish I would have raised you more in the outdoors. You need to convince him. So I said, Tom, I went out and saw Tom. I said, Tom, my mom thinks you're really handsome. And I told Tom her story, and he goes, well, by golly, Tom, if your mom thinks I'm handsome, then maybe I'll do this. And he committed to it. And you know, what I really told him was, Tom, I think people are going to feel the golden age through your story. He really wanted it to be about the golden age, and not about him. And so he fired us on day two. And what I told him was, you're going to feel what the golden age is about through your story, Tom. Are you comfortable with that? And as soon as he gave us that gift, we were off and running, and we took off from there. And we couldn't believe his story. Couldn't believe what we discovered.
That's terrific.
So, how do we want it to live on? I'm sorry, I stepped on you there, but how do we want it to live on? Tom wanted it to as many eyeballs as possible to see it. He wants to inspire people by his photographs. My goal for the film is to have the same thing. I want Tom's brand and his story to go out and reach as many people as possible. The humble person's story is important to me, and I want all the humble people out there in the world to like stand up and go, yeah, maybe my story is important.
Oh, that's beautiful, Tom, particularly at a time when humble is becoming a rare commodity.
That is my goal. That is the reason why I do this. And when you talk about my UCSF career, that's what patients give you to tell their stories. There's a similarity there, right?
Yeah, terrific. So what are you looking forward to most about debuting your film at Mountain Film?
I don't know a lot about Mountain Film, but I'm hearing that it's a warm hug, that it's a community of people. So being a Flatlander, Susan, we had no clue about the outdoor world, the climbing culture. We had no concept of what it was. And because of Tom's brand, his name opened up so many doors. And now we have, as Tom used to say, you have friends that are the top shelf climbers in the world. And I mean, I don't want it to end, quite honestly, in that we have, when you're almost 60 years old and you're meeting top shelf people within a culture you have no clue about, it's an extraordinary 15 years to feel that, to touch that, to talk to these folks and be embraced because of his name into the community is what I'm so excited about. And Jeff and I are just kicking ourselves. Like what? We're pinching ourselves going, we can't even believe this is happening. I can't wait to continue that feeling, to be around people and to celebrate Tom's brand.
Your enthusiasm is utterly infectious. This has been Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Tom Sewell. His film, Frost, A Story of a Lifetime, debuts at Mountain Film 2026. Don't miss it. Tom, thanks again for your time and for your enthusiasm. for your complete candor. Really a pleasure talking with you.
It's a gift. We've been given a gift. And Susan, thank you for allowing us to have this platform. And can't wait for a couple Flatlanders to show up at 9,000 feet.
Okay. I'm looking forward to meeting you, Tom.
Thanks, Susan. Take care.